Okay, Lisa Davies, you're CEO of Systems Advice at Epsom & Newell. Can you tell me a little bit about this financial literacy project that you've embarked on with Aviva?
Yes, good morning, and thank you so much for having me. For those listeners who may not know about our services, Citizens Advice Epsom & Newell, we're a local charity. We provide information and advice to those people that are in the borough. Our advice is completely free, confidential, impartial, and non-judgmental. Just in terms of our financial literacy project, I think one of the things that we've noticed is that by the time people actually come to see us, they are already in some difficulty. They may already have received an eviction notice, or bailiffs might be at the door. They may, in fact, already be homeless. And so, of course, we will help them as best we can and help to put them on a much better path. But I think for us, what we really want to try and focus on now is prevention, and to ensure that people don't get into these issues. So
Have you
the
seen, just interrupting for a second, have you seen an upscale in number of people who need help in financial literacy, particularly after the pandemic or coming out of the pandemic, when they're forced, everything's forced online, everything's done, there's no person to speak to anymore, you can't go into your bank or really speak to an advisor, everything's done online. And I'm sure that must be very, very confusing for a lot of people.
We've definitely seen an upscale, and it affects different areas. So as you say, people that have unexpectedly lost their jobs, or they've never had an issue where they've missed a rent payment, and now all of a sudden they are, and not knowing where to go. But equally, as you say, because of the pandemic, lots of things have gone online. So, that's great, if you are digitally aware, if you have the means and the financial capability in order to, to have a laptop or other means to go on. And even if you do have the means, are you aware of, how to upload documents? So, I mean, we're finding that it's affecting people across all sorts of areas. Just sort of going back, I guess, around the financial literacy, what we wanted to do is to target a specific group. So our target group is 16 to 18 year olds. And I think what we wanted to do with this is really to look at young people before they embark in the world of work. And obviously that age group is quite important, isn't it? Because either, at 16, you could be going into work, you might be going on into college, university, you might be actually taking a year out and going traveling abroad. And so it's about helping young people before they start into that adult world, to help them to effectively be tooled up around money matters and financial matters.
There
So some of the,
certainly
yeah.
seems to be a deficit in their education within the national curriculum to teach them about things that are really important. As you say, when they go out into the big world, often when they're
Yeah.
age 16, they're expected to set up a bank account
Of course, of
or even
course.
in an ISA they could be setting
Yes,
up to save, and they
yes.
don't know anything about it.
Yes, I mean, I've got a 17-year-old son, and we've had discussions with him and just understanding what him and his friends are thinking about some of this about some of these issues. And you're right. So what we've done is we've looked at putting together effectively a package, a learning package that will be run by our money advice team that would go into local schools and colleges. And what we've done is worked with, particularly with one of the schools, Epsom & Newell High School, and looking at what types of areas do we think young people would really benefit from. And as you say, I mean, the first one you said was spot on, opening a bank account, understanding interest rates and APR and the financial services regulation, information around loans and credit. So let's say you start on an employment. Do you understand your legal rights about minimum wages, about the minimum wage, holiday pay, sick pay? You should actually be trying to start to save. Try and tell a young person that now. It's quite an interesting thing. So, but actually getting into the understanding about saving and actually looking at pensions and what's the appropriate pension pot for you. I think a lot of our focus will be on budgeting, because you have a, let's say you're working, and how do you budget in a way that you can ensure that you still have money and funds to last until your next paycheck. And then there's other areas as well, sort of, you know, spending money and helping young people to understand the world of online shopping and being aware of scams and gambling, because a lot of that does happen with young people as well. So student loans, going off to university, understanding the costs of living away, what exactly are your obligations in respect of tenancy agreements, paying rent, council tax, TV license and bills, what are you responsible for? If you're going to go study away or work away, do you understand about insurance and health costs and prepayment cards? Young people, 16 to 18, they want to buy a car. They want to run a car. You know, that's a cost involved with that, car tax, insurance. We all know about the increasing fuel costs. So there's a lot there to unpick. And I think our main aim here is to inform and educate young people, just so that they're aware of money and money matters, and that they can be properly tooled up in terms of when these things happen to them, as they will do. And they're actually tools that they'll need throughout their life.
Well, they're lifetime tools. Yeah, they're
exactly.
Lifetime tools that will go on forever. And it's amazing how, I mean, when they left university, they had no idea. They had no idea. I mean, they're older now, and we said to them, you know, you could set up your own pension funds. You could set up a and make the pension fund work for you, and this sort of blank look on their faces.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's across the whole demographic. Even if children have got a good education, or children have to put this big lack of telling them how to financially manage their lives. But let's move on a little bit. So tell me about the funding of the project, which is linked with Aviva.
Yeah, so what we've done is initially we applied for funding from our local and Surrey County councillors, and we received enough funding to enable us to scope and pilot this project, which we're so grateful for. What we want to do is to actually supplement that. So we applied to Aviva Community Fund, and the way it works is that Aviva has to accept the project, you know, feel that in some way they're aligned with it, and accept that project onto their crowdfunding platform. So first of all, have to say thank you to Aviva Community Fund, because we were accepted onto that platform. What then happens is they provide their employees with £25 each to support any of those projects that they've accepted. So we've gotten some support from them, which we're grateful for. But it's open not just to Aviva employees, but, you know, to the whole public. So what we want to do now is to get people to go onto that site and to donate to our project. So we can, I mean, at the moment, you know, we've working with Epsom Yule High School. I think they've got something like 74 pupils in year 12. I mean, like, ideally like to work with those 74 kids, but really we'd want to work with a lot more. You know, if we can expand this project to other schools and colleges, but we need the funding to do that. So there are, I think the best way I would say to do that is to go onto our website, www.caee.org.uk. And as soon as you go on there, we've got a link to the Aviva Community Fund, and it's quite straightforward. It's like a usual normal crowdfunding fund, and you donate, and you could say how much you want to donate towards that fund. We've got a bit of an overview of who we are. We also have a video, I would urge people to watch the video, because it's actually one of our money advisors who'll be running the course, who's sort of talking through and from her experiences of working with people that around money matters.
So will it be an online course? So you'll set up an online package that people can log into?
No, the plan is actually to go into schools and colleges and to deliver the project, to deliver these sessions in person. We're still scoping it out at the moment, so it will depend a lot on, I guess, how the schools will want us to present it as well. But ideally, we'd want to do it in person, with also having, we don't want to just deliver something and then leave. So ideally we'd want to leave them with something that they can carry on with. So whether that's video sessions of the sessions, video recordings of the sessions, I should say, or a manual that they can refer to that has all the documentation within that. But that's going to be part of the further scoping that we'll do and working with the schools around how we deliver the project.
And finally, you mentioned early on, one of the things you want to teach people is about scams. The FCA have a website which actually has a list of phone numbers and scam sites.
Yep.
Will you be putting that in your course? Because scamming, I mean, my husband got one this morning from a bank. Literally, I said, that's a scam. But we know what to look for. Children really, yep. really, really, or young people really, really know, because it's so easy. You just click on a link and suddenly they're yep. all your details.
Yeah, no, we definitely will be looking into that. I mean, we're seeing so many scams. I think, I think particularly in the pandemic, there was so much that was going on, isn't it, around scams and scams awareness. And I think a lot of young people just aren't aware of it. Sometimes things can look like a really good deal, but actually they are scams. And
I think they trust their phones. They trust yes. this piece of machinery they've got in their hand because they use it for social media and everything. So they yeah. almost develop this connection with their phone and they think they trust it. And they yeah. think anything that comes through there is trustworthy, and it's just not.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's just about having that awareness, isn't it? That makes you stop, pause, question. Actually, I'll dig into that and I'll look into that because I'm not so sure. And if that just causes one student, one young person to stop and have a look and do a bit of research, phone up Action Fraud, and say, this has happened, because then you'll know who to contact. That's the other thing. You know, Action Fraud, you can actually go online or phone them up and provide that information to them and report it. And as you say, then that list is published that will have all those details. But if you don't even know about Action Fraud, you know, where do you begin? So it's about tooling them with that information.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie. And what message would you like to give to our listeners about how they can donate, to encourage them to donate?
It's about preparing our young people for the future. And I think we can all identify with that in some way, shape or form, whether it's because, you know, we would have wanted that type of information when we were younger, or we have family members and friends that we know would benefit from it. So I think that's the message I would use to implore people to think about that and how we could really leave something for the young people so that they can have a much better life and they can be tooled up with all of the information and education that they need to manage when they're adults.
That's absolutely brilliant. And do keep in touch. Yeah. Obviously, let us know how the initiative is going.
Yes.
And where, if you're going to go into any other schools or what schools have taken it up, or even if any of the schools want to give us some feedback, it would be lovely to know. So thank you for coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie.
And thank you so much for having me.
That's a pleasure. Have a good day.